Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 at the Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you for the full four. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. You want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take that smartphone. You can use your Alexa speakers. Take your tablet. Take your air fryer, your boombox, your Atari 2600, whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, the best way to be a part of the show, give me a follow on my personal Twitter page. That would be at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Day-Day with another night off tonight. And we've got our guy Dom DeLuise. Back behind there, so one of our favorite guys to produce us. So when we got the bullpen coming in for some relief, so
I'm the bullpen gang.
Yeah. So aren't you're a dopey millennial too, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we had Garrett, and now we have Dom. So we got the whole cavalcade of stars out here. So maybe tomorrow we'll have Max von Sydow or Josh Hartnett or whoever we got back there. So, but anyway, Dom is in the house here hanging with me this evening. So a lot to get into. The Braves are already underway. Spencer Strider is through an inning already. And a couple of hits, to start off with, but two strikeouts, 19 pitches. It's been kind of a rough month for Spencer Strider. Strider in his last three starts, so the three starts that he's had this month, believe it or not, he is 2-0, even though he's got a 9 ERA. Now, we talked last night, when your team is averaging 7 runs a game, you can get away with those kinds of starts. And even with the Braves, all their entire pitching staff having a 4.12 ERA in the month of June, when you're scoring 7 runs a night, you're hitting .314 as a team, and you have a .928 OPS for the month of June. That's not just Olsen or Ronnie or Ozzie. No. Their entire roster offensively has a .928 OPS for the month of June. That's absurd. So even though Strider is 15 innings, 15 runs, 21 strikeouts, that's the good part. But here's the interesting thing, because we've talked about this with Spencer Strider and the fact that he had not given up a lot of home runs this year, or he's given up very few hits. Well, it's interesting because in the last three starts, so basically the three starts in the month of June, the league is hitting 300 against him with a 391 on base and a 625 slugging. In his first 11 starts of the season, the league hit 178 with a 259 on base and a 568 OPS and only a 309 slugging. And this is what we talked about, the fact that he hadn't been giving up hits, he hadn't been giving up home runs. Here's the other stat. The first 11 starts in the first 2 months of the year, he gave up six homers. He's given up six homers in his last three starts in the month of June. And that was the same trend that we talked about with Charlie Morton, where he was going through those struggles where he had four starts where he had given up as many homers in that four-start stretch as he had in his first eight starts. And Strider's been a guy that it's not just the strikeouts, right? I mean, again, it's not just he blows people away and all this kind of stuff. He doesn't give up a lot of hits. He doesn't get himself in trouble. He doesn't walk a lot of guys, and he doesn't give up the long ball. And when you combine all of those things in, you know, he was leading the National League in fewest hits per nine innings. When you combine all of those things in, now all of a sudden it just you start blowing people away, and then you add everything else on top, he becomes the most dominant pitcher in National League Baseball. And that's what he was. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. He was the most dominant pitcher in the National League. Now, again, the last three starts in the month of June haven't gone his way. And it's led to, you know, again, even though it's a 2-0 record, it's a 9 ERA. And he has seen his ERA climb where it was as low as 2.51 in that game against Toronto that he actually lost on May 12th. And now it's gotten up to 4.12, which is exactly the same ERA the Braves pitching staff as a whole has had for the month of June. So, look, Strider's a guy that, much like we talked about with Charlie Morton, he's a guy that needs a good outing tonight. And I thought maybe last time I talked about, you know, and they had that rain out, you know, or, well, the rain delay game that, believe it or not, he actually won, even though he gave up in five innings. He gave up seven hits, five earned runs, and three home runs. But still, he found a way to get the win because the Braves are clobbering everybody. But I thought that he'd be, you know, at least six innings and 13 strikeouts. Maybe we get that kind of performance tonight. Now, we'll talk to our buddy Chris Willis coming up here at 7:40, managing editor for BradleyPower.com, so we'll talk some Braves baseball with him. But here's the thing. If they can sweep the Philadelphia Phillies this week, and by the way, they're going to go to Cincinnati. Do you know how good Cincinnati's been of late? Has anybody seen? They've won nine in a row. Do you know what their all-time their longest winning streak in club history is, Dom? 12 in a row. So, again, we're talking about a franchise that has had the Big Red Machine. They won the World Series in 1990. They've had Hall of Famer after Hall of Fame player. They're approaching their longest winning streak in franchise history. Now, again, 12 doesn't sound like a big number, but still, when you're as bad as what the Cincinnati Reds have been for a while here now, that's impressive. And now Joey Votto was back. Right, he homered in his second at bat last night. He's back. He's in the middle of that lineup. So this becomes a more interesting series. But first things first, getting through the Philadelphia Phillies. And I'm not going to go hot take Sal and say that this division is over if they sweep the Phillies. But boy, it's starting to line itself up that way. Because if they sweep the Phillies, and now they're double digits ahead of the Mets, ahead of the full doleful Phillies, now all of a sudden, tell me how those two teams are going to overtake the Braves. Braves are not going on one of those stretches where they're going to play 500 baseball for a month. They're just not. They're not going to play that bad. Their lineup is so deep right now, everybody's clicking in their lineup. And when you get to that point, we've talked so much about on this show, when that bottom of the order, and this is what separates the Braves from a lot of other contenders, when you get to that 7, 8, and 9 part of the order, everybody's producing. Now Michael Harris is hitting 440 over the last week or whatever. Garcia's been hitting all year long. Ozuna's done a lot of good things, or Ozzy, or whoever, Rosario. He's banging the ball all over the place. When they get their 7, 8, 9, forget it, you know, or as we would say, for good ball. This lineup is the deepest in baseball, and they don't have really any glaring holes right now in their lineup, and they get production from every single spot in the order. And that's why they're hitting 314 as a team. That's why they're scoring 7 runs a game. That's why they've hit 34 homers in the month of June. And it's only June 20th. And they're averaging 7 runs a game over their last 16 games for the month of June. That's a remarkable number. So we'll keep you up to date all night long about what's going on with the Braves and Philadelphia Phillies and what Spencer Strider is up to. NBA Draft coming up on Thursday. Myself, Caleb Johnson, Sparty, Deshaun Tate, we're all going to be at State Farm Arena. The three of us will take you from 7 to 11 for the NBA Draft Show, and we'll see what the Hawks do at pick number 15, and I think it's 46, I believe, is the other pick that the Hawks have. We'll talk to our buddy Pat Benson coming up here in at 8:20 tonight. We'll get his thoughts about where the Hawks are. It really is rumor season right now, and we're going to talk about another rumor that you know, again, with a guy who's a free agent. But I'm seeing anything from Kristaps Porzingis to Pascal Siakam to this guy to that guy. The Hawks are linked to every single free agent in the NBA.
Yeah.
If the Hawks were involved in all of that talk, they'd have 819 players on their roster. Now, that I don't know if the league rules say that you can't have 820 players, but they could come in just a whisker below with the 819 players that they're rumored to be interested in. They're even looking at guys that are the ball boys for the Milwaukee Bucks. They're looking at a guy that sweeps the floor and wipes off the sweat with the mop in Philadelphia. That's how deep it's getting right now. They are rumored for everybody. Everybody is in on the mix with the Hawks. And look, it's a good thing, I think, to be, you know, in that mix of, hey, we're being talked about, you know, good, bad, or otherwise. You know, what do they say? No pub is bad pub? Hey, you know, again, at least the Hawks are in the mix for all of this stuff. So we'll talk to Pat Benson coming up at 8:20. Atlanta United tomorrow night as they take on NYCFC in the back-to-back matches against the New York clubs. So they'll take on at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, NYCFC, and then they'll head up to Red Bull Stadium up in Jersey to take on the New York Red Bulls in what should be always a fun matchup there. The Atlanta United has not had any success against the Red Bulls when they go up there, but we'll see what happens. And it's going to be, you know, again, a lot of matches, you know, coming at you pretty quickly, and some good teams too. You know, the Red Bulls in the NYCFC. Yeah, they've been kind of mediocre, but they always give Atlanta trouble when they go up there. And again, NYCFC is just another one of those teams that kind of is just a thorn in the side for Atlanta United. So all of the action will start at 7 o'clock with pregame coverage, and then 7:30 kick, Jason Longshore. And Mike Connie will have the call for all of that as Atlanta United soccer will take place tomorrow night. We will not be on with you tomorrow night. We will be back on Thursday for the NBA draft show, and then a regular show of mine on Friday. We'll discuss what happened with the NBA draft. So lots going on here, lots to get to. 404-726-0929. Going to open up the phone lines. Kyle Kuzma is opting out of his contract. He's a free agent. Is he somebody the Hawks should be looking at? We'll discuss next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Nighttime is the right time to talk sports.
That's a euphemism, right?
It's John Chuggery and more of the Nightcap.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out at the Key Studios. Terry Fox would have been really upset at you by playing that promo.
Why is that?
Because, so the original name for the show, I was going to call it The Nightcap. And I had the promos all done and everything, as you can hear on that, okay? So the old program director, Terry Fox, who was here till about, I think, April or May of 2020, not too long after COVID hit.
So I just missed him then.
Yeah. Terry was the original program director here at the station, and he did not like, oh, no. You got to have your name on the show. No, the show's got to be your name. No. No, he was real fussy about that putting my name on the show. No, you got to brand it your name and all that. Okay, because when I worked with Sam Mitchell, Sam Mitchell and I, we called ourselves the Nightcap, and that's where we came up with Brown Liquor Music, you know, in the final hour of the program and all that kind of stuff. So when he and I were working together, that's where kind of the whole Brown Liquor Music thing, and we were on late at night on the weekends and stuff, so the Nightcap.
Makes sense.
Right. I mean, you don't have a nightcap, right? I mean, what everybody knows what a nightcap is. So that's kind of what we, teamed ourselves as. And I wanted to bring that over to my show, but no. You got to have your name on it. It's got to be your name. Okay. Even though, there are gimmick name shows or whatever like that. But I mean, whatever. I mean, but that was one of those things that he was real stuck about. Was the name. So I had all the imaging done, as you can hear.
Yeah.
I mean, all that imaging was done,
Sounded good.
I was not allowed to call it the Nightcap, so I had to go with the John Chuckery Show. So, original, huh?
Think we could change it now?
No, at this point. We're branded. We're here and branded. So my next show will be the Nightcap. So anyway, all right, 404-726-0929. I want to get your thoughts about this, Dom, because I think you're more of an NBA guy than even I am. So we saw today that Kyle Kuzma of the Washington Wizards is declining his $13 million player option and will become a free agent. Now, He'll be one of the more prominent players to hit free agency this summer. He averaged 21 points per game and a career high 21.2 points per game to go along with 7.2 rebounds per game. He's actually a pretty decent defensive player as well. I mean, he's not an all-NBA defensive player, but he's a pretty good defensive player. You know, he's a swing forward, a small forward to power forward. He is, what, 6'9", 6'10", somewhere around in that range.
Yeah, he's a big body.
Do you think he's an upgrade over John Collins?
I think just getting someone new who might fit the system better is anyone you can get is an upgrade over John Collins. And that's no disrespect to John Collins as a player. I think we've just seen it over the last couple of years. He doesn't fit.
Right. And I think that, and I hate to say it this way, but I mean, you know, time has probably run out on John Collins.
Yeah.
You know, in his life expectancy for this team. And it's not that John Collins can't go somewhere and be a good player. It's just, it's for whatever reason, it's just not working, and there's some kind of, you know, flaw in the DNA,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So how interested would you be in a Kyle Kuzma? Now, I don't know where he falls in the pecking order of how much things are going to cost, because he's turning down $13 million. Collins is, you know, going to get $25 million this year. Is he somewhere in that middle range of a $20 million player? I mean, I'm guessing if he goes on the open market, he's a $20 million player.
Yeah, that's
right?
That's what
I mean. He's a 4-for-80 player. Mm-hmm. I mean, when he's going on the open market, he's probably somewhere in that 4-for-80 range, right?
Yeah.
So, would you like to roll the dice on a Kyle Kuzma, assuming that we trade like a John Collins? Because I think this is finally the year where that happens. And all indications are that they are trying to move. But again, you know, we've heard this before, and there's been speculation about whether it's been Portland or this team or that team. I mean, nothing has ever been just pulled off on this. But if you're going to make a fresh start, this feels like one of those moves where you could get a real quality player. And if you can move on from Collins, and even, and I hate to say it this way, and I know this doesn't sound good, but even if you picked up a couple of expiring contracts in a John Collins trade and got a decent player back in return, you know, a couple of expiring contracts or an expiring contract and a decent player back in return, if you pick up a Kyle Kuzma, which is only going to cost you money, so it's not a matter of you're trading away draft capital or trading away players. It's now become money. And again, when we don't know what the answer to the question is, are we going to be a luxury tax team? Are we going into luxury tax? That's the number one question I have for Tony Ressler. And I don't want to hear collaborative and communicative and all these other, you know, platitudes and bumper stickers. Either we're going into luxury tax this year, because again, we're like somewhere $9 to $13 million in luxury tax right now as we speak. And the only way you're getting out of that is to lower the quality of your roster. You're not going to get better by giving away Collins and Hunter and people like that, or a DeJounte Murray or a Clint Capella. You're not going to make your roster better by picking up whatever, draft picks a couple of $6 million players. I mean, it's not going to make your roster better. Your roster's better with some of these guys in the fold. But if you wanted to make a fresh start and say, okay, John Collins goes away, and then you look at signing a Kyle Kuzma, I'd be all on board for that.
I wouldn't be mad at it. Jokingly, I do have a thing about bringing players onto my team who have dated Kardashians, just because that shows a terrible decision making on your end.
I get
it. But as a player, I think he's solid. I think sometimes he tries to do a little bit too much. I think he sometimes has a little bit too much of a off the court personality for someone who isn't a star player. But like you said, he played very well in Washington this past year. I think he's earned a bigger contract, and if you can get him for cheaper than John Collins and he fits better than John Collins, I'd be on board with it.
Yeah, and look, you know, and I think when we say cheaper, it's probably all relative. I mean, it's probably just a few million dollars. But, you know, one of the things we talked about with this team is when they went to the trade deadline and they got Sadiq Bey and they got, you know, some of these other players, they actually saved payroll. They actually cut payroll at the trade deadline. So even though Sadiq Bey was a big part of what their bench was, they cut payroll. They actually lowered their payroll and got themselves more space in between themselves and the luxury tax. So, again, I could see a move like this where if you want to get a little bit cheaper, but at the same time, maybe not take any kind of step back in the quality of the player, then, you know, again, I would like to see a Kyle Kuzma. Now, again, Siakam and all those guys, okay. I mean, I would certainly trade for Siakam, but you're going to pay for those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to cost you some scratch-ole. I mean, whether it's draft capital or player capital or salary, you know, I mean, it's going to cost you some scratch-ole to get a player like Pascal Siakam, who's, what, I think he's been a second-team All-NBA player.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so he's a very good player.
Could have made an All-NBA team this year. He's fantastic
absolutely.
This year.
And I'll be honest with you, if I'm going to make a deal like that, why not just go get Jaylen Brown? Why not get a guy to come back home and give Jaylen Brown a shot here?
Can I throw another name at you that I was discussing with Abe this weekend?
Yes.
With news of Bradley Beal going to Phoenix, I love the idea of trading for DeAndre Ayton.
So that name has been rumored as well. Well, first off, that name was rumored a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's clear this part up. Do you know why guys like DeAndre Ayton and Bradley Beal didn't move when it was free agency time?
Tell me.
Okay, because they're not going to turn down $51 million a year.
Yeah.
See, again, when you sign your own guys, you can A, give the player the fifth year, and B, ask me how much of a contract in the NBA is, how much of that money is guaranteed? Ask me how much. All of it.
Yeah, how much?
All of it. Every bit of it. So that's why with Bradley Beal, you don't turn down $251 million, even if you think that the Washington Boulets are the same as the Washington Generals. You make that deal every time because there's once in your life that you're going to capitalize on your ability. You go for the total 250. And DeAndre Ayton was the same way. I mean, it only made sense for DeAndre Ayton. Why would DeAndre, and I know Monty, supposedly now Monty Williams had all kinds of problems with everybody on that roster.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's three or four guys that he had problems with. But why would DeAndre Ayton leave? A championship caliber team, and you're also looking at getting paid.
Right.
Why would DeAndre Ayton leave that situation? Like he'd be a fool to leave that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, they're an NBA title contender, you know, but again, now once you get the money and everything like that, now it's a matter of, okay, you know, Bradley Beal can go into a year later and say, okay, well, I'm not happy here anymore because you got the contract. They can't take it away from you.
Yeah.
You know, they can't kick you in the legs and say, okay, you have to give back all this money. No, they got to pay out all the money. No matter if it's your old team, your new team, you know, a third team, whatever it is, you got to pay all the money. So, again, but I don't have a problem with some of these guys. I just wonder, I'm wondering as I go through this process more and wonder about it, could they potentially just run this thing back? As much as we want to see change in the Atlanta Hawks, is it entirely possible that they just run this thing? Save a few bench players. Like,
yeah.
I'm talking about your starting five,
yeah.
Bogey, Sadiq Bey maybe because he's coming up for a contract. But outside your starting five and Bogey, and probably Jalen Johnson, Griffin, because they're probably their first, second-year players, and probably not giving up on those guys, you know, that quickly. But I could see a scenario where they run it back.
I wouldn't be surprised. I guess I could see the Hawks talking themselves into, okay, well, Quinn Snyder's here now, so it's a different coach. It's a different system.
Right.
Let's give these guys a shot with a full off season, with a full season with Quinn, because we like these guys. Obviously, we paid these guys, so clearly we like them.
Right.
I could see them talking themselves into, we have enough, we just didn't have the right guy that was getting it out of them.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. And again, you know, Quinn Snyder did some really good things in Utah. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, I mean, obviously they were really good players. And I could see this coming back, and I could see it from a scenario where you're not going to get significantly better by giving up your assets and lowering your cap, but at the same time, you're not going to get better unless you're really going to go neck deep in the cap, or in the luxury tax, I should say, in the luxury tax, and go full bore in. Like, now we're talking about, you know, Jaylen Brown, and he's a $30-plus million player, and he's a super max guy. Like, unless you're going to go into that water in the deep end of the pool, then why not bring back your team? And then, and I'll say it like this, if they don't do well, start getting rid of people at the trade deadline. Give it to the trade deadline, and then you start to move on from people. DeJounte Murray and et cetera. Then you can start to work your way out of the luxury tax. You go into it for this season up to the All-Star break, and then you assess, and trade deadline. And if it's not there and if it's not clicking, then it's time to move Murray and Collins and Hunter and guys like that and start bringing that payroll structure down and seeing what you have with some of your young guys. And if that doesn't work out, well, then you go dip your toe back into everything, but you work off of that premise. I could see all that happening. All right, Chris Willis is going to join us up next from BatteryPower.com. We'll talk some Braves baseball with him. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
With John Chuckery.
The number one show in America. Again!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening as we're ready for Braves baseball, Braves in Philadelphia, and, you know, a good series. And, look, the Braves could, I don't want to say put the Phillies away, but certainly expand this lead in the Eastern Division. And things are getting kind of hectic for the Phillies and the Mets and all that, trying to keep up with the Atlanta Braves. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis. He is the managing editor and reporter for BatteryPower.com, a SB Nation website covering the Atlanta Braves. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page at Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, man, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You know, I was looking at the numbers, and we were talking about these numbers last night. Braves are 13-3 in the month of June. They are hitting .314 with a .378 on base. And the remarkable number is a .928 OPS. That's their team. Not just Ronnie and Olsen and a couple of guys. Their entire offensive roster is putting up a .920 OPS for the month of June. That's a staggering number. I don't even know if I've ever seen a number like that, but even with 16 games in this month, it's been staggering how good their offense has been.
Yeah, I mean, we really wondered, you know, what this team would look like if they got their offense really clicking. And just over this, during this month, you know, Michael Harris, Eddie Rosario, Ozzy Albies has got it going from the left side now. And you're just seeing how scary they can be because, honestly, you know, the starting pitching struggled a little bit, you know, if you look at the numbers. But the offense has just carried the load. And, you know, it's just a really deep and really scary lineup.
Yeah, I mean, right now you don't feel like that there are any holes in this lineup. You know, we've looked over – you know, even the last couple of years, whether it's been a Marcell Ozuna at times, you know, there have been holes in this lineup. But right now, again, whether it's Ozuna, whether it's Rosario, whether it's Murphy, whether it's Darnold, even Michael Harris now is hitting like .430 over his last handful of games. Like, everybody is contributing right now. Everybody's having a piece of this pie right now.
Yeah, and I think it was big. I mean, you know, they've handled lefties pretty well all season. But, you know, as things went on, he struggled first, you know, like a result of Michael, obviously. He's got that right split. But over the last month, you know, they started clicking. And I think that was just huge to balance out the offense, you know, with what we've seen. And you're right. I mean, there's nowhere to go in this lineup to get an out right now. And, you know, it is scary. It's got to be scary for the rest of the NL East.
You know, and we talked about this, you and I, Chris, have talked about this, that the month of June was really going to be a moving month for the Atlanta Braves, that the schedule really opened up, and if you can handle your business against the Mets and the Phillies in this month, there are all kinds of wins all over the place. Well, they kicked the crap out of the Mets, swept the Colorado Rockies. I'm not going to say it's over. I don't want to be, you know, hot take Sal Licata, but, you know, if they sweep the Phillies this week, you know, heading into Cincinnati, and I know Cincinnati's red hot. We'll talk about that in a minute. But if they sweep the Phillies, I just don't see how anybody is overtaking the Braves in the NL East. And I don't want to hear about the Marlins. I just don't think that there's anybody at this point that can overtake them with how hot they are.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at these standings, the Phillies are still the team, and I mean they've been red hot too. And you know, so I think this series is kind of a statement series in a lot of ways. You know, I know it's early and it's still June. We're still in the first half. But, you know, you're not playing guys 19 times anymore. So, you know, these games makes these division games that much more important, you know, because you're just not going to be able – you're just not going to play each other enough times, you know, to really overcome a big lead. So, you know, if the Braves could go in here and win this series in Philadelphia, I mean, you know, you can't say it's over. But, you know, they've definitely landed the first blow, you know, as far as – capturing another division title.
Chris Willis joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, managing editor for BatteryPower.com, covering the Atlanta Braves. You know, Spencer Strider is a guy who has not pitched well in the month of June. More than the 9 ERA, the first 2 months of the year, the league was sitting 178 off of Strider. In the month of June, they're hitting 300 off him. I know pitchers go through ups and downs and cycles and different things like that, but is there anything into what Spencer Strider has done differently or just what's been going on in the month of June versus the first 2 months of the year?
I mean, it's not real clear. You know, obviously a lot of people will point to the velocity, but I think the velocity is where it's been all season. You know, I think more so it's a, you know, he's alluded to some mechanical tweaks that he needs to make with his windup. You know, but the control command's not been there. You know, he's missing middle, and hasn't been able to throw the slider as effectively as what we saw early on. You know, and I mean it's just one of those things when you that's a flip side of, you know, being essentially a two pitch pitcher. You know, we saw a lot of changeups in that last start, and I thought, you know, that was a sign that he was just really searching. So it'll be interesting to see what he looks like tonight because, you know, it's a big game in Philadelphia. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to want to bounce back from these two rough starts. But also the last time he was in Philadelphia was in LDS. And, you know, we know that didn't go well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Chris, you know, to your point, you know, the starting staff or the Braves staff as a whole for the month of June has been a 4.12 ERA. And look, you know, a lot of times in baseball when summer – starts to kick in, weather warms up, you know, a lot of these ballparks. I mean, I can remember Jacobs Field was a place where once the weather warmed up, balls just started flying out of that ballpark. Is it just a symptom of, you know, guys are heating up now, guys are in a rhythm, in a groove, or, you know, are there bigger fish or, you know, is some of this bullpen wear down and different things like that where, you know, guys are not going, you know, deep into, you know, the game as your starters go? What do you think is kind of the overall temperature of what's going on with the pitching staff?
I mean, we're still, you know, it's still a small enough sample for this month that I think a lot of that number is still just Strider's struggles, you know, because I think he's about 9 earned runs down the last couple of games or something, you know, a big number like that we're not accustomed to. But, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, it's just one of those deals. I mean, Braves started 3 rookies in a row around that series with the Rockies. You know, it's just a long season, and you know, guys are going to struggle at times. And, you know, it doesn't really matter if it's a rookie or if it's a guy, you know, that's a veteran. You know, they go through this, and, you know, how they bounce back I think is probably the most important part of the whole equation.
How long do you think they can ride these rookies? I mean, is it just a matter of hanging on until Freed and Wright come back? Or, you know, again, because we always hear about these rookie walls and different things like that where you don't want to burn guys out too quick, too early and things. But, again, they're not really in a position, you know, for right now at least, to do anything differently. And I don't even know what the market for starting pitching is going to be. But I look at some of these guys that maybe they're your best option for right now, and going outside to get other pitchers. Again, if it's not going to be somebody who's of real quality, stick with your young guys and kind of hopefully ride this thing out until Fried and Wright are able to come back.
Yeah, I think they've got a lot of options there. I mean, I've been impressed the way Schuster's pitched of late. A.J. Smith-Shawver's looked really good, especially in his last start. So, I think they've bought the Braves time, and Mike Soroka's another guy that could possibly come up and buy them a little bit of time. And, so that's important because we learned today that Max Fried's throwing full-blown bullpen sessions now, and it looks like, he should be ready to go or ready to return barring a setback, right after the All-Star break. And, so that's just huge. It just speaks to the depth that they had. We heard them talk about that a lot during the spring, and I think it's played out because when you look in their 20 games over 500 and then you consider how long they've been without Max Fried and Kyle Wright, that's about as impressive as it gets.
Chris, has the idea of having to upgrade at left field kind of gone away with the performances of Rosario and some of the other contributions that they've got? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's as pressing as trying to maybe find some bullpen help or some starter help if need be, but it seems like it's really kind of fallen to the back burner for right now because of how good this lineup has been.
Yeah, I mean, with how good Rosario's been lately, it will kind of push it to the back burner. I think it's important to remember that, Rosario's been a streaky player. We've seen both sides of it now. Obviously, down the stretch of 2021 was unbelievable. That's probably as good as it gets. And then, we've seen him go through struggles, and he's red hot again right now. So, I mean, I do think that it's probably pushed back to the background. I still think the bullpen's probably the biggest area they need to address. I expect them to try to, if there's a place that they can improve the roster, they'll take that opportunity. But right now, Eddie Rosario is playing great. And, you hope that he can keep this together, for the rest of the season.
Chris, I want to ask you, and this will be the final question. Austin Riley's an interesting case to look at right now because on the surface, his numbers are down, but, he's still on pace for, over 25 homers, 80 RBI. He's on pace to set his career high in runs scored somewhere in the low mid-90s. But, hitting what? I think it's like 140 with runners in scoring position. How much does a guy like that benefit from, by the way, 26% of his plate appearances have runners in scoring position. So basically, one out of every four times that he comes up to bat in a night, he's going to have somebody in scoring position for him. How much is it just a matter of, there are so many guys in front of him where they're getting on base, so many guys behind him that knock him around? Is it really just kind of, even in a what has not been as good a year, that he just really benefits from his place in this lineup?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think he's the only guy that, benefits from, from being in this lineup. I mean, up and down, we just talked about, it's a great place to be because there's always going to be runners on. There's always good bats behind you. With Riley, it's interesting you talk about those runner struggles with runners in scoring position. And I just feel like he's never actually hit his stride this season yet, whether he's pressing, or I'm sure he would, he'll tell you it's a lot of things that's going on, and some of it's bad luck, and just, other times I think it's just him trying to do too much. But, it's one of those things. I mean, I think he's shown the ability to adjust, and that's another bat that when he gets hot, I mean, he could carry him for a week or two at a time. So, it just speaks to how dangerous this lineup is top to bottom.
Yeah, scary that a guy that's finished in the top seven the last 2 years hasn't even played all that well offensively, and the Braves are still just rolling right along, averaging 7 runs a night here in the month of June. Chris Willis is the managing editor for BatteryPower.com, covering the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation. Join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page, @Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight, and we will chat again here soon.
Always fun. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Nights with John Chuckery.
The number one show in America. Again!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening as we're ready for Braves baseball, Braves in Philadelphia, and, you know, a good series. And, look, the Braves could, I don't want to say put the Phillies away, but certainly expand this lead in the Eastern Division. And things are getting kind of hectic for the Phillies and the Mets and all that, trying to keep up with the Atlanta Braves. Let's head out to the WaitForIt.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis. He is the managing editor and reporter for BatteryPower.com, a SB Nation website covering the Atlanta Braves. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page at Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, man, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You know, I was looking at the numbers, and we were talking about these numbers last night. Braves are 13-3 in the month of June. They are hitting .314 with a .378 on base. And the remarkable number is a .928 OPS. That's their team. Not just Ronnie and Olsen and a couple of guys. Their entire offensive roster is putting up a .920 OPS for the month of June. That's a staggering number. I don't even know if I've ever seen a number like that, but even with 16 games in this month, it's been staggering how good their offense has been.
Yeah, I mean, we really wondered, you know, what this team would look like if they got their offense really clicking. And just over this, during this month, you know, Michael Harris, Eddie Rosario, Ozzie Albies has got it going from the left side now. And you're just seeing how scary they can be because, honestly, you know, the starting pitching struggled a little bit, you know, if you look at the numbers, but the offense has just carried the load. And, you know, it's just a really deep and really scary lineup.
Yeah, I mean, right now you don't feel like that there are any holes in this lineup. You know, we've looked over – you know, even the last couple of years, whether it's been a Marcell Ozuna at times, you know, there have been holes in this lineup. But right now, I, whether it's Ozuna, whether it's Rosario, whether it's Murphy, whether it's Darnold, even Michael Harris now is hitting like 430 over his last handful of games. Like, everybody is contributing right now. Everybody's having a piece of this pie right now.
Yeah, and I think it was big. I mean, you know, they've handled lefties pretty well all season. But, you know, as things went on, you struggled with you know, like a result of or Michael, obviously. These guys that right split, but over the last month, you know, they started clicking, and I think that was just huge to balance out the offense, you know, with what we've seen. And you're right. I mean, there's nowhere to go in this lineup to get an out right now. And, you know, it is scary. It's got to be scary for the rest of the NL East.
You know, and we talked about this. You and I, Chris, have talked about this, that the month of June was really going to be a moving month for the Atlanta Braves, that the schedule really opened up. And if you can handle your business against the Mets and the Phillies in this month, there are all kinds of wins all over the place. Well, they kicked the crap out of the Mets, swept the Colorado Rockies. I'm not going to say it's over. I don't want to be, you know, hot take Sal Licata. But, you know, if they sweep the Phillies this week, you know, heading into Cincinnati, and I know Cincinnati's red hot. We'll talk about that in a minute. But if they sweep the Phillies, I just don't see how anybody is overtaking the Braves in the NL East. And I don't want to hear about the Marlins. I just don't think that there's anybody at this point that can overtake them with how hot they are.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at these standings, the Phillies are still the team. And, I mean, they've been red hot, too. And you know, so I think this series is kind of a statement series in a lot of ways. You know, I know it's early and it's still June. We're still in the first half. But, you know, you're not playing guys 19 times anymore. So, you know, these games, it makes these division games that much more important, you know, because you're just not going to be able – you're just not going to play each other enough times, you know, to really overcome a big lead. So, you know, if the Braves could go in here and win this series in Philadelphia, I mean, you know, you can't say it's over, but you know, they've definitely landed the first blow, you know, as far as capturing another division title.
Chris Willis joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, managing editor for BatteryPower.com, covering the Atlanta Braves. You know, Spencer Strider's a guy who has not pitched well in the month of June. More than the 9 ERA, the first 2 months of the year, the league was sitting 178 off of Strider. In the month of June, they're hitting 300 off him. I know pitchers go through ups and downs and cycles and different things like that, but is there anything into what Spencer Strider has done differently or just what's been going on in the month of June versus the first 2 months of the year?
I mean, it's not real clear. You know, obviously a lot of people will point to the velocity, but I think the velocity is where it's been all season. You know, I think more so it's a, you know, he's alluded to some mechanical tweaks that he needs to make with his windup. You know, but the control command's not been there. You know, he's missing middle, and hasn't been able to throw the slider as effectively as what we saw early on. You know, and I mean it's just one of those things when you that's a flip side of, you know, being essentially a two pitch pitcher. You know, we saw a lot of changeups in that last start, and I thought, you know, that was a sign that he was just really searching. So it'll be interesting to see what he looks like tonight because, you know, it's a big game in Philadelphia. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to want to bounce back from these two rough starts. But also the last time he was in Philadelphia was then LDS. And, you know, we know that didn't go well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Chris, you know, to your point, you know, the starting staff or the Braves staff as a whole for the month of June has been a 4.12 ERA. And look, a lot of times in baseball when summer – starts to kick in, weather warms up, you know, a lot of these ballparks. I mean, I can remember Jacobs Field was a place where once the weather warmed up, balls just started flying out of that ballpark. Is it just a symptom of, you know, guys are heating up now, guys are in a rhythm, in a groove, or, you know, are there bigger fish or, you know, is some of this bullpen wear down and different things like that where, you know, guys are not going, you know, deep into, you know, the game as your starters go? What do you think is kind of the overall temperature of what's going on with the pitching staff?
I mean, we're still, you know, it's still a small enough sample for this month that I think a lot of that number is still just Strider's struggles. you know, because I think he's about 9 earned runs now in the last couple of games or something, you know, a big number like that that we're not accustomed to. But, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, it's just one of those deals. I mean, Braves started 3 rookies in a row around that series with the Rockies. You know, it's just a long season, and you know, guys are going to struggle at times. And, you know, it doesn't really matter if it's a rookie or if it's a guy, you know, that's a veteran. You know, they go through this, and, you know, how they bounce back, I think, is probably the most important part of the whole equation.
How long do you think they can ride these rookies? I mean, is it just a matter of hanging on until Freed and Wright come back? Or, you know, again, because we always hear about these rookie walls and different things like that where you don't want to burn guys out too quick, too early and things. But, again, they're not really in a position, you know, for right now at least, to do anything differently. And I don't even know what the market for starting pitching is going to be. But, you know, I look at some of these guys that maybe they're your best option for right now. And in going outside to get other pitchers, you know, again, if it's not going to be somebody who's of real quality, stick with your young guys and kind of hopefully ride this thing out until Freed and Wright are able to come back.
Yeah, I think they've got a lot of options there. I mean, I've been impressed the way Schuster's pitched of late. A.J. Smith-Shawver's looked really good, you know, especially in his last start. So, you know, I think they've bought the Braves time, you know, and Mike Soroka's another guy that you knew could possibly come up and buy them a little bit of time. And, you know, so that's important because we learned today that Max Fried's throwing full-blown bullpen sessions now, and it looks like, you know, he should be ready to go or ready to return barring a setback, you know, right after the All-Star break. And, you know, so that's just huge. It just speaks to the depth that they had. You know, we heard them talk about that a lot during the spring, and I think it's played out because when you look in their 20 games over 500 and then you consider how long they've been without Max Fried and Kyle Wright, you know, that's about as impressive as it gets.
Chris, has the idea of having to upgrade at left field kind of gone away with the performances of Rosario and some of the other contributions that they've got? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's as pressing as trying to maybe find some bullpen help or some starter help if need be, but it seems like it's really kind of fallen to the back burner for right now because of how good this lineup has been.
Yeah, I mean, with how good Rosario's been lately, you know, it will kind of push it to the back burner. You know, I think it's important to remember that, you know, Rosario's been a streaky player. We've seen both sides of it now. Obviously, down the stretch of 2021 was unbelievable. That's probably as good as it gets. And then, you know, we've seen him go through struggles, and you know, he's red hot again right now. So, I mean, you know, I do think that it's probably pushed back to the background. You know, I still think the bullpen's probably the biggest area they need to address. But, you know, I expect them to try to, if there's a place that they can improve the roster, you know, they'll take that opportunity. You know, but right now, Eddie Rosario is playing great. And, you know, you hope that he can keep this together, you know, for the rest of the season.
Chris, I want to ask you, and this will be the final question. You know, Austin Riley's an interesting case to look at right now because on the surface, you know, yeah, his numbers are down, but you know, he's still on pace for, you know, over 25 homers, 80 RBI. He's on pace to set his career high in runs scored somewhere in the low mid-90s. But, you know, hitting what? I think it's like 140 with runners in scoring position. You know, how much does a guy like that benefit from, by the way, 26% of his plate appearances have runners in scoring position. So basically, one out of every 4 times that he comes up to bat in a night, he's going to have somebody in scoring position for him. How much is it just a matter of, you know, there are so many guys in front of him where they're getting on base, so many guys behind him that knock him around? Is it really just kind of, even in a what has not been as good a year, that he just really benefits from his place in this lineup?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think he's the only guy that, you know, benefits from, you know, from being in this lineup. I mean, up and down, we just talked about, you know, it's a great place to be because there's always going to be runners on. There's always good bats behind you. You know, with Riley, it's interesting you talk about those runner struggles with runners in scoring position. And you know, I just feel like he's never actually hit his stride this season yet, you know, whether he's pressing, or, you know, what. I mean, I'm sure he would, you know, he'll tell you it's a lot of things that's going on, and you know, some of it's bad luck, and just, you know, other times I think it's just him trying to do too much. But, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, I think he's shown the ability to adjust. And, you know, and that's another bat that when he gets hot, I mean, he could carry him for a week or two at a time. So, you know, it just speaks to how dangerous this lineup is, top to bottom.
Yeah, scary that a guy that's finished in the top seven the last 2 years hasn't even played all that well offensively, and the Braves are still just rolling right along, averaging seven runs a night here in the month of June. Chris Willis is the managing editor for BatteryPowered.com, covering the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation. Join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow Chris on his personal Twitter page, @Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight, and we will chat again here soon.
Always fun. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.